Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Monday, January 29. Coming up, new air traffic control tower at Sangster International Airport fully operational. Prime Minister reiterates plans to revitalize Falmouth and ODPEM to bolster emergency communication infrastructure. The news in detail after this message.
The Real Estate Board is currently accepting applications for the following mandatory courses as part of the Continuing Professional Development Course requirements. AML Update, Terrorism Prevention Act will be held on January 3, 4, 10, and 11, and the Real Estate Dealers and Developers Act, January 22 and 30, 2018. Contact the Real Estate Board at 926-9748-9 for more information.
High school students, enter the Access to Information National High School Essay Competition. Write an essay on the topic ATI Law Balances Rights and Promotes Responsible Access to Information, or how can members of the public use the ATI Act to help bring about transformation in the society. Win great cash prizes. Essay must be 1600 to 1800 words. Send entries to Access to Information Unit, 5 to 9 South Odeon Avenue, Kingston 10, or call 968-3166. Deadline January 31st, 2018.
Now the news. The Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority, JCAA, has completed the transfer of air traffic control operations to the new air traffic control tower at the Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay. JCAA Director General Nari Williams-Singh says this is another major step in the authority's bid to improve its stewardship of the country's airspace. Mr. Williams-Singh was speaking at a recent meeting of the Rotary Club of St. Andrew North. Among the new technologies implemented at the air traffic control tower is the TopSky Air Traffic Management System, a cutting-edge solution proven to optimize safety and efficiency within the air transport industry. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has reiterated plans to revitalize Falmouth as part of efforts to utilize its rich history in marketing the port town as a world-class destination. Mr. Holness says the Port Authority of Jamaica, PAJ, is spearheading several investments geared at improving the infrastructure in the town. The Prime Minister emphasizes that the government will need the support of the residents, vendors, craft producers, and other stakeholders to carry out the transformation. Prime Minister Holness was speaking following a tour of the Falmouth Town Centre on Friday. The Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, is taking steps to further improve its emergency communication and information dissemination mechanisms. Director General of ODPEM, Major Clive Davis, says an agreement is to be signed shortly with the major telecommunications companies to facilitate the speedy delivery of disaster alerts.
The next steps include us bringing together some key practitioners in media to have a discussion on how we operationalize. In addition to that, there is also going to be a need for an MOU to be written between the government, and namely the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, and these media houses, so that when we have emergencies such as the one we had recently, the threat of a tsunami, the information going to the public is much improved.
Major Davis was speaking in an interview with JIS News. He adds that ODPEM has been hosting consultation sessions with stakeholders to draft effective information distribution strategies for national emergencies. The discussions addressed opportunities available through radio, television, cable, and print media. And the Police High Command has announced a revised closing hour schedule for businesses in St. James. The new closing hours are as follows. Clubs and fast food restaurants, 2 a.m., bars, 10 p.m., service stations, 11 p.m., and supermarkets, grocery shops, and stores, 8 p.m. Members of the public are being asked to adhere to the new closing hours and to cooperate fully with the security forces. The revised business hours are in support of the state of public emergency underway in St. James. The state of public emergency became effective January 18 and can last up to a minimum of 14 days and a maximum of 3 months in the first instance. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.